today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Please listen to this episode. Salamu alaikum. Today, Sunday, 27th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 12th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless these moments. For today, we listen to Chapter An-Nur, verse 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul lil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfazhu furujahum. Dhalika azka lahum. Inna Allaha khabirun bima yasna'un.
Tell the believing men to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts. That is purer for them. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what they do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Sin must be prevented from its origin, and piety must be set out from eyes. Immodesty, ogling, prevent man's spiritual development to grow up. We said before that this surah, Surah An-Nur, is in fact the surah of chastity and purification from sexual deviations. So its discussions from this point of view have a clear coherency. The verse in question met states the ordinance of looking. Ogling and veil are also related to this matter. Moreover, the relation of this discussion to the discussions that are about accusations of modesty is known to everyone.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This is today's special under the subject of hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Indeed, Islam does not require Muslims to wear a certain type of clothing. It considers all types of clothing lawful as long as such clothing serves the required purposes without exceeding the bounds set by Islam. However, the great influence of culture and the many different modes of dress can make people forget that they must cover their bodies except for their face and hands. to be a fashionable Muslim woman is not impossible as long as we relate with Islamic ideologies. Fashion is not simply wearing what others wear. Islam allows fashion, but within certain limitations and provisions. Fashion is a style. It allows us to exhibit an appearance that matches our personalities as Muslim women. Clothing is considered a bounty of Allah Almighty, and wearing them in an expression of gratitude to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The role of modest fashion in Islamic culture. Muslims believe dressing modestly fulfills their religious obligations and promotes societal harmony and mutual respect. Islamic dress codes for men and women have been in place for centuries and vary by country and region. Traditional Islamic clothing for women includes hijabs, abayas, and burqas, as we said. Fashion influences have played a significant role in promoting modest fashion in Islamic culture. They use social media platforms like Instagram and YouTube to showcase subtle fashion looks and styles. Many modest fashion influences have gained a significant following, and they have been able to collaborate with fashion brands to create fine fashion lines. Modesty is an essential value in Islamic culture and is deeply connected to faith. Dressing modestly is not just about covering one's body, it is a way of expressing one's devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Modest fashion reflects the Islamic belief that the body is a sacred gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should be covered and protected. Modest fashion is also a form of self-expression for Muslim men or women. It allows them to express their style while adhering to their religious beliefs. Modest fashion has evolved, and today, as I said earlier, it includes a wide range of styles and designs that cater to different tastes and preferences.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
today's special, and one of the important requirements for hijab, looseness. Islam also guides that clothing must be loose enough so as not to outline or distinguish the shape of the body. Skin-tight, body-hugging clothes are discouraged for both men and women. When in public, some women wear a light cloak over their personal clothing as a convenient way to hide the curves of the body. In many predominantly Muslim countries, men's traditional dress is somewhat like a loose robe, covering the body from the neck to the ankles. making our way up to proper hijab is another tip to get started with hijab. In the company of non-mahram men, sisters should cover their entire bodies besides the hands and face. Your figure should be concealed with loose clothing, and your hair, chest, and neck should be covered too. After making the decision to wear hijab, though, start with what you're comfortable with. You might choose to start wearing modest clothing first, such as long blouses or long coats with long skirts, until you're comfortable with wearing a headscarf as well. Once you're comfortable wearing modest clothing and headscarf, you might be ready to wear the jilbab or abaya, a long loose dress. And this is the final part. Give yourself a chance and have faith in Allah. Dear Muslim listeners, no matter what anyone says, making the decision to start wearing hijab is between you and your Creator. You may stumble, you may even fall, but try and try again and you will reach your goal, inshallah.
How we dress determines our success as well. Right. You know, usually people like to engage with those who are well dressed, well groomed, well taken care of, who smell good, who look like they have taken care of themselves.
Right.
And that is also associated with success. You know,
definitely.
A good salesman, for example, part of being a good salesman is knowing how to dress.
Mm-hmm.
And being fashionable. Now, I also believe that it's all the exterior, not just how we look and how we dress,
mm-hmm.
But it's a lot more than that, and I will explain that to you. What I mean is the way we dress, the way we look, and the way we dress goes a long way.
Right.
But then there are some people who dress well and they look good, but as soon as they speak,
yeah.
you don't want to associate yourself with them at all.
Right.
Because they are so uneducated, they are not well spoken, they're not well behaved, and it just turns you off about that person completely.
Right.
So it's taking care of our exterior is a huge thing, and it's a package, you know. It's about having knowledge. It's about being well-spoken. It's about behaving well. Even the way we walk, the way we sit, the way we speak,
mm-hmm.
The way we interact with others, along with the way that we dress and the way we're groomed and the way we carry ourselves, says a lot about our exterior and who we are within.
Right.
The religion of Islam definitely emphasizes on that a lot. I would want to emphasize that the Holy Quran, for example, on many occasions asks and invites the believers to dress for the occasion.
Right.
You know, whether it's you going to the mosque or whatever it may be to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
you have to be appropriately dressed.
Speaking about hijab, inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on this controversial and interesting topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget to listen to us, and till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي
فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي